Welcome to The Week Today, the news of the printed circuit design, manufacturing, and electronic supply chain for the week ending March 22, 2019. I'm Mike Buto. Scientists continue to push the boundaries of electronics materials. Researchers at the National University of Singapore have developed a touch-sensitive skin that could be used to help humans interact with machines. The material is modeled on that of a jellyfish, and if skin is cut or torn, it reportedly could actively regain electrical conductivity within minutes and stitch itself back together within days. The material is also conductive and can respond to touching, stretching, and straining. In the U.S., Ohio State scientists have discovered a way to simplify how electronic devices use electrons using a material that can serve dual roles where historically multiple materials have been necessary. We have this new family of layered crystals, where the carriers behave like electrons when traveling within each layer, and holes when traveling through the layers. You can imagine that there might be some unique electronic devices you can create, said Joshua Goldberger, Associate Professor of Chemistry and Biochemistry at Ohio State. In design and fabrication-related news, Aero Electronics has partnered with Australia-based Freelancer.com, the world's largest freelancing and crowdsourcing marketplace, to jointly launch a platform to help design and build hardware products through electronic and electrical engineers from across the world. National Instruments and ETAS have signed definitive agreements to jointly design, build, and service pre-integrated hardware-in-the-loop systems for improving test and validation of software and automotive electronics, including ECUs and sensors. Coming off a year in which revenue grew 25%, Solakshana Circuits is selecting a site in Hyderabad, India, for a new high-tech PCB plant. The fabricator will start with 10 to 24-layer product builds for classes 2 and 3, and 3-mil lines and spaces. Royal Circuits expanded its Flex division into a new facility in Hollister, California. The site doubles the firm's capacity, allowing for a growing customer base and services for the next decade, the company said. In assembly, multiple top-tier EMS companies are planning to add capacity, including new software development centers, in the Mexican state of Jalisco this year. Flex will expand a pair of existing plants, and Sanmina is opening a product design laboratory. All Circuits recently opened a state-of-the-art facility in Guadalajara. And Jabil is reported to also be adding technology, although company executives declined to provide details regarding the firm's plans on a conference call this week. Though U.S.-China trade tensions seem to be easing, Taiwan ODMs are still moving ahead with their production deployments in Southeast Asia, as they are requested by brand vendors to diversify manufacturing risks that may arise from persistent competition in tech domains, according to industry sources. Orient Semiconductor Electronics is installing additional SMT lines to increase production capacity up to 15% in Taiwan. Foxconn is eyeing its next investment in Vietnam. The ODM, which has been in the country since 2007, is said to be looking to set up a new site in the country to lessen the impact of the trade war. Foxconn also said its planned manufacturing facility in Wisconsin will be producing LCD screens by the end of 2020. With construction starting later this year. Xiaomi is inaugurating its 7th manufacturing plant in India to be set up in Tamil Nadu in partnership with Flex. Jabil is using artificial intelligence to catch errors early in the progression of PCB manufacturing, identifying flaws at the first 2 or 3 steps, saving a reported 17% in reworking costs and 10% in energy. iNemi is launching a project to evaluate and develop a more efficient and effective conformal coating screening test that will be able to determine whether a conformal coating material and the process used to apply it will be able to provide the required protection from harsh environment stressors. Turning to business, Dongshan Precision, the parent company of Moltec, forecasts first quarter net profits of up to 227 million RMB, a year-over-year increase of about 50%. Nano Dimension received a written notice from NASDAQ indicating the company was out of compliance with minimum price per share rules. The maker of additive circuit machines has 3 months to regain compliance. Sonotech reported preliminary sales of $11.6 million for its fiscal year ended February 28th, up 5%. TPV Technology reported a net profit of $22 million on revenues of $9.15 billion in 2018. The worldwide market for wearable devices, inclusive of wireless headphones with smart assistants, is forecast to grow 15% to almost 200 million units by the end of 2019, according to IDC. Employment in the European electronics sector is expected to grow, according to a new study from IPC. Such a trend would exacerbate issues created by an existing shortage of skilled workers, the trade group added. Finally, a few new products were announced this week. Keyence released iX Series Laser Sensor, which combines a laser and camera to determine part position prior to performing laser inspection. Virtual Industries announced a new Adjust-A-Vac ESD Safe Kit for vacuum-based component handling. And ML Auto launched the EORA-007 Flux Remover. And that's the week today. I'm Mike Buto. Thanks for listening.